This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Less than 20 minutes, Alex Jones questioned the official narrative of the Sandy Hook school shooting because, for the so-called truther community, that was the big story. And so he did his job and covered the story, just like he's done for the other 1.8 million minutes of his career. Alex Jones has been questioning the official narrative of the corrupt mainstream media and exposing the authoritarian cabal hiding in the shadows for 28 years. And over time, this revival of truth has grown into millions worldwide. Alex Jones expanded his broadcast by selling a line of products focused on healing from the toxic world of a corrupt system, which has allowed InfoWars to remain a free public broadcast to combat the dangerous lies of the mainstream media. In 2018, with zero evidence of their wild claims, a George Soros-funded lawsuit was filed against Alex Jones and InfoWars. 4 months later, big tech removes InfoWars from the internet. We were meant to be destroyed 4 years ago, but thanks to an awakened audience that cares about the truth, the InfoWars signal has only grown stronger. And now they are no longer hiding the fact that they are standing on the graves of dead children and using their grieving parents as a political weapon to silence all of alternative news media.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. Alex Jones is patient zero for our society's inability to speak without lies. He is patient zero for alternative facts.
And according to Judge Gamble, acting like O'Brien straight out of George Orwell's 1984, the judge decides what is true.
You may not say to this jury that you complied with discovery. That is not true. You may not say it again. You may not tell this jury that you are bankrupt. That is also not true. You're already under oath to tell the truth. You've already violated that oath twice today in just those two examples. It seems absurd to instruct you again that you must tell the truth while you testify. Yet here I am. You must tell the truth while you testify. This is not your show. Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true. So I don't.
Yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here. Just because you claim to think something is true does not make it true.
There's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
The decision to terminate the InfoWars broadcast is not in the hands of this crooked cabal. It is and always has been the will of our audience that decide our fate. The InfoWars audience has mobilized and awakened the world to the threat that is globalism. And with your continued support, we will keep going. Join us now and support the InfoWar.
You have have the decision in your hands now. You spread the word, you pray, you buy products, you never surrender, we will win. If not, it's a fate worse than death.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Her Hernandez. Pedo armies are now literally parading children in public with men with giant fake breasts, children on stripper poles. I mean, this is satanic as it gets. This is their religion, and now they're censoring people across the board that expose it. Open lunatic asylum taking over. And I've got some breaking news for you here that just came out today. God help us. Busted. Counselor who organized drag queen showtime arrested for having sex with a 15-year-old student. Political correctness hampers crackdown on child sex grooming. Breaking. YouTube removes Drew Hernandez anti-grooming videos for hate speech. Governor Gavin Newsom signs bill reducing penalties for sodomy with minors, raping children. Wiener says gays shouldn't avoid sex parties, orgies during monkeypox, though they cause it. Stressed out STD clinics struggle to handle surge in monkeypox patients as the U.S. outbreak grows. Christian High School in Manhattan at a church hosted mandatory drag queen in place of church service. Trans activist pledges to send hormone drugs to youth across state lines. Quote, gay couple charged with using adopted kids to make child porn. Viktor Orban, the president of Hungary, says, less drag queens, more Chuck Norris. And it goes on from there. James Lindsay, blacklisted for Twitter for criticizing the left, the grooming of children, top academic. Meanwhile, we have a video we'll play at the start of the next segment of the wife of John McCain saying they all knew Epstein was raping children, but they covered it up. We'll show you that video. Drew Hernandez is an investigative reporter, commentator, and host of Frontlines. Andrew Hernandez Live, DrewHLive.com, and he's being censored for exposing this evil attack. Big Tech is complicit in every crime we can imagine. Drew Hernandez, thanks for joining us.
Alex, thanks for having me, man. Good to see you. And shout out to the InfoWars family and InfoWars Army and the Getter Chat and worldwide. I mean, here we are, Alex. You're no stranger to censorship. You're no stranger to exposing the pedophile rings and the pedo groups here in the United States and worldwide. But as of recently, here with my own little lane, my own channel on the Turning Point USA channel, YouTube decided to take down 6 episodes and 3 on my own personal channel that were all specifically reporting on the majority of stories like the ones you just read off, and the clips when I was at Pride LA, literally exposing these drag freaks on floats offering lube to children. YouTube drew a line in the sand, and they took down 6 episodes that were exposing the groomer agenda because they called it hate speech, which everyone watching this is like, yes, Drew, we know that's what YouTube does. They've drawn a line in the sand. What's interesting right now is we're going to continue to push back right now because we are going to continue our show on Rumble as well. And by God's grace, we're going to have our show airing every single night on Real America's Voice, every single night on the app and everywhere you could watch it at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 10:30 p.m.
And by the way, we apologize for having to show this for TV viewers, but and radio listeners are lucky not to see this, but we have a response. This is happening to children. This is going on.
Exactly, Alex. I mean, see, this is what they do. This is why censorship is an obvious slippery slope because of free speech, but it also can damage the innocence of children because there are legitimate stories like the one you just cited in Arizona, legitimate stories of children being raped by people who identify in the LGBTQ community, actual groomers. Now you can't report on that on YouTube because that's hate speech. So who do you think takes advantage of that, Alex? You know the answer.
Well, let's just say it. We know big tech's run by pedophiles. The whole New World Order is. So this is just incredible.
Absolutely. But what happens here is anytime someone comes out and reports on a genuine story on YouTube, big tech, here on social media or whatever, you actually call a groomer, that's offensive. And we don't want to hurt the feelings of the gay people or anyone that might identify in the LGBTQ community. They're now hiding behind that. So now we have actual pedophiles and groomers that are getting a pass because now they could just hide behind the LGBTQ community and the rainbow flag, Alex. So that's where we're at. This is the total depravity, and they're going to censor anyone. Doesn't matter what you politically affiliate as, whether you're left or right, gay, straight, doesn't matter. If you come out and call out groomers on YouTube, you're going to get silenced and canceled and censored, and you're going to be deplatformed, which is not anything new, but we're talking about the innocence of children. You cannot report on this on YouTube anymore.
Because it would bring them down if it was shown. They want to do it instead with their captured children. Again,
exactly.
Every day they're busting the drag queen story time, raping children. I mean, I've got stacks of articles showing this.
And Alex, you and I have both talked about this and reported on this. They're open about it. They're not offended by being called out. They're not offended by, oh, you're slandering us for being groomers. No, oh, it's not them about being offended. It's about them being
exposed. They go to city councils and say, we're grooming your children.
Disney employees and producers are on record on Zoom meetings literally saying, we have a not-so-secret gay agenda. Targeting your kids through our content, through our movies, through the stuff that we create through our art.
Again, no grown adult wants to have sex with them. These are literally organized predators.
Absolutely. And they know they could get away with it because they just hide behind the rainbow flag because they've set themselves up as this protected class. Listen, I don't care. Gay, straight, trans, whatever. You go after children, I'm going to expose you. I don't care what, if there's an R next to your name, if there's a D next to your name. I don't care.
They've bitten off more than they can chew, but they pedophiles can't help but go after kids. So they're making their move right now. Drew Hernandez, how do you see this unfolding?
I mean, I think this is going to continue to get worse. I think we're going to see more innocence continue to get violated because now you can't come out and report if there's a genuine case of a child being groomed and raped. And if it happens by an LGBTQ identifying person, it's going to be censored. It's going to be shut up. This is what they did against Ron DeSantis in Florida. He implemented anti-child grooming laws to protect children. That's where it came from. And they come out and they slander it as being an anti-gay bill. They hide behind this, Alex, and now they're hiding their pedophilia behind the LGBTQ flag and the rainbow flag. I think this is going to get worse because now you're not able to call this out. and especially what's happening with you and Sandy Hook as well. I mean, what's next? Are you going to get sued for legitimately reporting on a story of a child being groomed and raped by an LGBTQ person? I think the answer to that is possibly yes. The new precedent is being set by Alex Jones, and this is for anybody in the media, anybody. It doesn't matter if you're left or right. If you are targeted by this regime and you go out of line, you think out of line, you speak out of line, you are literally in the crosshairs. This is what people do not understand.
Well, the left wants to abort all the kids that can't kill after abortion. They try to ruin with this. I mean, this is literally a cult.
It's a death cult. It's a sex cult. It's a disgusting, perverted cult. They're obviously targeting children in many ways, and they're not going to stop, and they're open about it, and they just want to silence anybody because they want people to think that it's normal. This is Sodom and Gomorrah-level type stuff, Alex, and I'm not going to put up with it. You're not going to put up with it. The chat and the followers and the listeners are not going to put up with it. I don't care what you identify as politically. Do not let anyone target the innocence of children.
Well, that's
period.
Right. They're censoring gays against groomers right now. So it seems like everything's accelerating. In fact, it doesn't seem like it. It is. Drew Hernandez, when we come back, what's next? If they're openly promoting pedophilia, what will they do next? Drew Hernandez is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com. It is critical to realize that all this pedophilia is a psychic vampirism and is the energy of these evil creatures that are attacking us. And here is the widow of John McCain just a year and a half ago admitting that she and Senator McCain knew about Jeffrey Epstein was doing. We all knew about it, but you did nothing. But I first exposed it 15 years ago. So remember, when you're against InfoWars, you are literally supporting the rape of our children. And those attacking us, we know, are in bed with this. Here it is.
No, it's like everything. It hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him.
Because he was blackmailing so many people. But it's our job not to be afraid. And we're not. Not giant judgments, not lives, not prison. We won't back down. Drew Hernandez, we got 8 minutes left. I'm going to give you the floor, my friend. You're always on fire. Lay out what we're facing and what we're dealing with.
Alex, I think the next step here is parents need to pay attention to what's happening. They're openly targeting your children. They're openly wanting to groom your children in the public school system. Okay, I think the next step here is obviously the media is going to be censored. Any independent voice, any sane-minded individual that's speaking out against this groomer agenda is now going to be silenced on social media. But we always see what happens on the internet begins to happen in the real world. That's what happened with you. I think the next step as well is people probably will be sued for exposing a gay pedophile or an LGBTQ pedophile or anyone that identifies with that community, which they probably will start to do just to hide, to continue to target children. But the next step, they're already doing this, Alex, is they're going to target the parents. If something happens to your child in this public school system, if your child gets touched, molested,
oh, remember in Virginia where they raped the girl, it turned out to be true, and Obama came out and defended it, and they sent the FBI in. It's already happening. You're right.
Exactly. Exactly. It's going to happen on steroids, Alex, and you won't be able to say anything. You won't be able to defend yourself legally. You won't be able to come out and defend your child, because if you do, you're a bigot. You hate homosexuals and transsexuals, and you hate the LGBTQ community. No matter what happened, if your child got touched or groomed, you need to shut up and put up and just listen to what we want you to do. And your
think about the political grooming of that, the ruining their innocence. This is literally a political party signed on to pedophilia.
Think about it, Alex. I was reading the Bible this morning. I was thinking about you. I was thinking about the InfoWars family and the crew, the great crew that's behind the control room right now. I love every single one of you guys. I'm looking at the Getter chat right now in real time. They want you all to know they love you, Alex, and the crew. I was reading the Bible this morning in Acts chapter 5, and when the disciples and the apostles were preaching the gospel, they were teaching the doctrines of Jesus. They were getting persecuted. They were getting arrested. They were losing their freedoms, and God kept helping them and intervening by divine power and divine intervention. But eventually they stood before the council, and the religious Pharisees were saying, "We told you guys not to teach the doctrines of Christ, not to preach in the name of Christ. We told you not to do this." And their response was, "We ought to obey God rather than men." That's exactly where we are right now, Alex. The Apostle Paul also said, "Those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." Here we are. We're witnessing it. It's not just preaching in the name of Christ. It's living in the name of Christ and preaching the doctrines of the righteousness of God in Christ. That's where you've been for decades, Alex, pushing back on the central theme of Bible prophecy, the second coming of Jesus Christ, which is accompanied by globalism, a one-world religious system, a one-world government, and a one-world dictator.
And, Drew, I have a bunch of clips. They're everywhere saying you'll take a ship to buy and sell now. It's all being fulfilled.
That's where we are. So it's no surprise that we're moving into a time of persecution. I don't think the West and the United States of America has experienced some harsh persecution like we see in the Middle East or in times past in the past 2,000 years that the church has experienced. Now we're moving into that direction. I mean, you take a look at this show trial with you, Alex. I was shocked looking at that closing argument against you. They made one statement, and the statement that so-called attorney made was, "I hope we never see someone like Alex Jones ever again. It's too late. It is way too late because we are all Alex Jones. I am Alex Jones. Everyone listening is Alex Jones. This is way beyond the name and the person of Alex Jones. These are American freedoms. This is the spirit of freedom that will carry on, that brought us to this point right now in 2022, that birthed this nation. It's never going away. No matter if they kill you, if they kill me, they put us in prison and blacklist us for the rest of our lives. There will be a million others to sprout and take our place. It's inevitable because that is the human will to survive. That is the human will to be free. This is what these people don't understand. They can try to persecute us all they want. All that's going to do is cause more of us to rise and to speak up and push back on this satanic agenda and show us who is the real and show us who is the fake, Alex. So be encouraged.
I totally agree, brother. Please come back on for a full hour this week. The amazing work you're doing. But I want to get a response to this. Since I mentioned this, here is clip 7. Here they are, microchips to buy and sell in Sweden. Here it is.
When Elias Brodberger goes to work, he doesn't need ID. And he doesn't need money. In fact, much of what he needs to get through the day is hidden right there, just below the surface, in his hand.
Like Dutchess?
Yeah. Oh, weird. Yeah, it's like a grain of rice.
Yeah, a grain of rice.
Embedded in his hand is a microchip that serves as his keys, his ID, and his wallet.
Yeah, it's all in chips. So I use it like to get around the building.
Buy snacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's buy some snacks. Exactly. So I can't open it.
No.
Okay.
So what I need to do is I need to...
So they talk to you like you're a monkey. Oh, look, you get snacks when you have it.
I get access to it.
The point is, this is their control grid. Drew Hernandez, I'm going to show the whole clip here, but just in closing, your comments on this.
I mean, there it is. I mean, the Bible foretold this, Alex. It's clear. None of us should be surprised.
How incredible is it 2,000 years ago, John on the Isle of Patmos had a literal vision that an angel gave him, and now it's here.
And now it's here that there will be a mark on the wrist or the forehead that humans have to receive as an act of worship, and the number accompanied by it is 666. That is the number of the mark of the beast.
And we have to submit to what the world government says to even have it work. Which is a social credit score.
Absolutely. And not only is the technology there, Alex, but the spirit of this is there as well. Post 2020 and the so-called pandemic, we saw the entire globe willing to bow down to tyranny in the name of safety and security and to save lives, all because of a virus that came from Wuhan, right? So I think the whole world is prepared to bow the knee to a one-world religion, one-world dictator, a one-world system and economy in order to save their own lives.
That's right. They shut the economy off to bring us to submission and then tell us, do this and you'll be taken care of. I know we're honored to be censored for exposing these people, but how do folks find you where it's uncensored?
Yeah, so right now you guys could continue to follow me for now on Twitter, Drew H. Live. It's the same on Getter and Truth Social, but my show will continue on Rumble, on the Turning Point USA Rumble channel, and also on Real America's Voice, wherever it streams. You can go find the app. I will be streaming my show every single night at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I can't wait to see you guys there, all the InfoWars family. And Alex, I can't wait to see you soon. I'll come out and see you very soon.
Drew, your spirit gives me hope. I love you. I want you to know that. I love you.
I love you, brother. I'm here for you.
Love you. We're going to do this together, folks. We're coming for our children. There goes Drew Hernandez. All right. Norm Pattis joins us on the biggest show trial in
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. You push them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Corrupt corporate global fascist power structure that launches all these illegal wars, torture, narcotics trafficking, devaluation of currencies, you name it. And they need to legitimize themselves. So they're mad at the independent media. They're mad at the public asking questions. They thought their old corporate media would survive during the age of the internet. It's not. So they pick a few things I did out of context to blow up as huge crimes and then try to openly say, we're going to shut down Alex Jones, and we're going to shut down everybody else. And I have a stack of articles, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, Slate. I have more than 15 articles saying, we're going to shut Alex Jones down, we're going to shut Tucker Carlson, We're going to shut Joe Rogan. We're going to shut everybody down and only allow our truth. And this SJW judge in Austin last week said, don't say you complied with discovery. You're a liar. I decide reality. And don't say you're in bankruptcy. That's not true. No, we are. I decide reality. Like O'Brien in 1984. Quite a moment to be alive. But here's one of the plaintiff's lawyers in Austin Friday in closing statements. He said, take away his megaphone, shut him down, shut others down like him. Here's just a small part of his hour-long closing where he said, this isn't about Sandy Hook children. It isn't about the parents, people questioning. It's about silencing opposition, standing on the dead bodies of children. Here it is.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
That's silencing. That's silencing.
Misinformation spreads six times faster than the truth.
According to the
heard on that stand.
And graduate student out of there.
Alex Jones found a way to monetize that. Boy, did he find a way to monetize it. And in monetizing that, he made a wealth, a huge, huge amount of money. I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away. Alex Jones is patient zero for our society's inability to speak without lies. I believe it. He is patient zero for alternative facts. You heard it on that stand. Ms. Karpova on that stand literally used the words alternative facts or alternative reality, something like that. Sickening.
So you could teach a college course on that 2 minutes. You need to silence him so we have truth. That's tyranny. And then they misrepresent what we said. And they say, oh, he's made all this money. What, lying about WMDs in Iraq? Or puberty bloggers for little boys? It's all lies. But it shows where they're going and what they're doing. So I asked Norm Pattis, who is our lawyer on Sandy Hook in Connecticut coming up, to spend a few segments with us to lay out why folks are calling this the show trial of the century and what he witnessed and saw. Norm, thanks for being here. Go ahead and just start front to end, if you will.
Yeah, so, you know, the case began as an ordinary tort action, a personal injury action, although I guess your Texas lawyer, Mr. Raynell, couldn't refer to the lawyers as personal injury lawyers. They found that offensive, and the judge sustained that objection. But it began as an ordinary case involving misstatements that the Sandy Hook families felt you'd made about their children's deaths. And you did make some. And they comprise a very small segment of your total broadcasting bandwidth. I think Mr. Raynell calculated it's something like 0.15% of one percentage point, not 15%, but 0.0015 of all 10,000 hours of broadcasting you've done in the last decade. But yet, if you look at Sandy Hook and Alex Jones online, you are the Sandy Hook guy. And at trial, they showed isolated snippets of your Sandy Hook presentations to try to inspire passion, prejudice, and sympathy for the plaintiffs against you. And they succeeded in some regards. They were assisted by unusual rulings from the court. You were subject in Texas, as you have been in Connecticut, to what are known as, in Texas at least, as death penalty sanctions. You suffered a default. And that default was because you were unable to satisfy the plaintiff's lawyers and the judges with your business records, with the ability to retrieve information about how InfoWars had historically operated. And they contended that your inability to do that was a lie or willful misconduct. And that because you lied or engaged in willful misconduct by failing to disclose information they asserted you had without proof, you should suffer the inability to defend yourself. Now, you know, I've been involved in your cases for the better part of 3.5 years now, off and on, and I have spent weeks, maybe months at this point, on the campus there in Austin, making every effort to comply with discovery orders. I've interviewed people, spent a couple days once just walking around trying to figure out who did what. I've asked many, many times for records of people who have them. I've searched for the answer to every question that the Connecticut plaintiffs, at least, have put to you. And when we found them, we gave them. But when we couldn't find them, we didn't lie or make them up. We just said, we don't have them. And so they went to a judge and said, we don't think they're telling the truth. They must have them. Look at the gross revenue there. Forget the expenses you have, the taxes you paid, the alimony you paid, you know, to your first wife. Forget all of that. They just took a look at the high number and they said, with 80 people there and this kind of money flowing through, this has to be like IBM. It's not. It's not. And the court didn't believe it. And so there's a perfect example that's late in the litigation. Questions arose about certain ledgers that you had produced in Connecticut. And you brought in a certified public accountant who'd once worked for a major Fortune 500 company. I'm not going to mention his name. You gave him complete access to your books. He addressed some of the shortcomings, and they called him a liar. And the trial judge, without any contravailing or countervailing evidence, agreed. And as a result of your inability to organize your firm to their satisfaction, you lost the ability to defend your speech, even to present to a jury the meaning of your speech and what it meant. And where it gets worse, I believe, you know, I didn't get a chance to watch every minute of the Austin trial. I tried to watch as much as my schedule permitted from up here in Connecticut on YouTube. But I saw a moment where the judge said, and I don't know if she said it in the jury's presence or if it was only outside the presence of the jury, that as a result of the so-called liability default, the court reached the conclusion that you had no defense and therefore imposed liability on you. You were never charged with being disorganized. You were never charged with wasting money. You were never charged with being too charismatic for your own good and not having an MBA at the helm or better organization. What you were charged with was speech, offensive speech. And the plaintiffs were to prove that as a result of your offensive speech, they were proximately harmed. That is, that they suffered legal harm, that you were there, that your conduct, your speech acts, were a substantial factor in the harm that they endured. At trial, the jury didn't get to hear much about your defense.
Yeah, the let's explain that. I'm found guilty by the judge, and then they come back and they tell them I'm guilty, and they don't let us put on a defense. What this means, the precedent it sets with Norm Pattis straight ahead, it's just unbelievable. But look, it's par for the course, folks. The globalists are committing crimes. They're taking over. They can't win if people have free speech. That's why they're coming for us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Alex Jones Show. Final segment before Owen Schroyer takes over with Sunday Live, 6 to 9 p.m. Central. And remember, the forces of the globalists are battling around the clock to shut us down. Just 2 years ago, they would never have people get up on TV and say, yeah, we want to silence him and everybody else. But now they're doing it because they're so desperate. This is not a sign of strength, a sign of weakness. So I asked Norm to come on in this case. They've sanctioned five or six other lawyers off the case. They're trying to sanction Andino, the lawyer here in Texas. They're trying to sanction Norm. They let the other side do whatever they want, attack any lawyers that support us. You got to have a lot of balls to even stand up in this fight. So we appreciate Norm doing that. But Norm, we talked this afternoon. I said, please come on. You said, no, I want to wait. I said, please come on. Repeat for viewers and listeners just what you saw in the trial and just the basics of a trial where you're already guilty in America, guilty until proven guilty, and the type of things you saw.
It was troubling to me because, what you know, if the court reached a conclusion that you hid financial data, that you were not forthcoming, okay, issue your sanction, we'll make our record, we'll take it up on appeal. I like your odds on appeal in this case. Just one example, Alex. No one could believe that we didn't have at our fingertips a complete record of every video that you'd ever done. Guess what? Many of them were stored on in social media accounts that were deplatformed, and your intellectual property was in effect stolen from you. I mean, maybe these properties.
We 100% fire and forget. We put the report out, and that's it.
And nobody wants to believe that. They think you're NBC or CBS and that you've got a complete archive. When I first came down, I thought, okay, I'll ask somebody to flick a switch and out the data will pour. It didn't happen because it doesn't exist. And the trial court held that it did because it didn't exist, you were liable. And you lost the right to defend yourself. I mean, for example, at one point, the other side obtained an order from the court that you could not offer evidence of your net worth. And they hired an expert who was able to come up with an inflated figure that, as near as I can tell, bears little relationship to reality. And you were prohibited from responding to that. So the judge
got up there and said, I make $70 million a year. I don't make $3 million a year. And he said, that I have $270 million net worth. And we couldn't respond.
You and free speech. And, you know, but in closing argument, the other lawyer, after asking to put tape, as it were, over your mouth on that topic, then commented on it, said to the jury, Jones didn't tell us anything. Well, what he didn't tell the jury was he didn't tell you anything because we barred him from doing so.
Yeah, let's slow down there. They get up there and they say it's time to silence Jones and everybody like him. But then Andino, they say he's going to be sanctioned because he said this isn't about Alex, it's about everybody, which is true. So again, that's a key point.
The closing argument was shocking in my view. The jury returned a significant verdict of $4.1 million against you in compensatory damages. That in and of itself is vulnerable on an appeal, but it's like 1/37th of what they asked for. They asked that jury for $300 million or $150 million, excuse me.
No, but then they asked for $3 million.
And then in punitive damages, you know, they appealed to the jury's passion, prejudice, and sympathy. And when they weaponized that closing argument into a general assault on freedom of speech, I think they crossed a line that no appellate court should let them cross. This was a case about you. What was it going to take to punish you? What was it going to take to deter you? You were never patient zero in this case. You are Alex Jones, the proprietor of InfoWar and Free Speech Systems. That's who was on trial.
And Norm, let's talk about that briefly. Patient zero is the government killing Kennedy and the majority of Americans not believing it. Patient zero was the government lying about WMDs. Patient zero was Jesse Smollett. Patient zero was the NBC reporter Brian Williams saying he was shot down in a helicopter when he wasn't. They've lost credibility because they're a pack of liars.
Well, you know, I think that if the goal is to make independent media look over its shoulder before it criticizes the mainstream narrative, that verdict, the verdict that was returned, is chilling. Now, I don't think it's going to stand. There are damage caps in Texas, and it's unlikely to be more than $1.5 million as to punitive damages, unless the court goes out of its way to punish you by writing new law on your back. And it wouldn't surprise me to see that happen. But, you know, from where I come from or ordinary people come from, $1.5 million is a lot of money. And if that's the price of being a critic, if that's the price of raising uncomfortable questions, if that's the price of saying of the Great Reset, no. I want to be autonomous in my own home. I want to make decisions about how I live. If that's the price of saying no to microchips in your hand and social utility and social credit scores, you know, I don't think many people can afford
to pay. Well, absolutely. Look, the frustration is I'm not the super rich guy they're saying. I wish I could beat them easier. We're totally maxed out. But they, again, think by intimidating us, by crushing us, they will intimidate everybody else. But that's like Hitler bombing London to make him stop the war. It made the Brits go from 90% anti-war to 95% pro-war. Why do these authoritarians think intimidating people is going to make them go away?
Because it works. I think many people will choose security over liberty. And it takes an extraordinary person to do what you've done. And that is to say, look, here I stand. I can do no other. That's what Martin Luther said when he nailed the 99 theses to Wittenberg Castle's door. I don't always understand everything you've said. Sometimes I don't agree with it, but I respect your right to say it. And I want the right to decide for myself whether to listen to you or turn you off. For the Sandy Hook plaintiffs in the Texas case to say to the jury, we want to shut up. We want to shut him up and people like him. Why? Because for several hours over 10 years, you went on a speculative toot that turned out to be wrong and that hurt some folks' feelings. I get that. And you know, maybe, you know, the jury concluded you had to pay for some of that. That's the jury's right. But the plaintiffs did not acquire the right to engage in a wholesale attack on the First Amendment.
And why are they so arrogant saying we want to silence everyone? I mean, it's so authoritarian.
Because we're coming to an era, I call this new era in American life the Republic of Virtue. There are those who decide they know best what we should do, how we should care for ourselves, what we should eat, when we should sleep, what masks we should wear, what vaccines we should ingest or be forced to ingest, because of the science. We believe in the science. That will tell us how best to live together. And I think this was a vanguard action in terms of the Republic of Virtue. If you can silence the outlier, if you can cripple the person who's got outrageous opinions, then people will be afraid to think for themselves.
And that's right. I'm extremely honored that they picked me as their test subject. I mean, it's not fun, but Norm, this is where I want to be. I mean, because to see it.
And I like being right here next to you with it. You know, I don't know why there's a world rather than not. These grand philosophic questions and have intrigued people for thousands of years. How should we then live is a theologian's question, a moral philosopher's question. Here's what I do know. I don't know the answers to these questions because they're profoundly difficult, but I don't want government. I don't want the mainstream media. I don't want large corporations deciding.
Yeah, that's a cult. So let me ask this in closing.
I decide for myself.
Let me ask this in closing. Where do you think this goes next if they get away with this?
Well, I mean, I was stunned. I listened to you as I was preparing to come on. Joe Rogan? Seriously? You know, Tucker Carlson, then Fox News. I mean, what are we going to have? The New York Times editorial board deciding what we can eat for breakfast and what we should read? There are lots of ways to win the competition for ideas, but trying to bankrupt somebody into silence isn't what I think the marketplace of ideas needs.
Gut level, I see this as, I think if you've said, this is a sign of weakness. I don't see this as intellectual strength. They want to silence those that are challenging them.
Well, you know, one of the things they said is speech is free, lies you have to pay for. Now, if they can show that you engaged in misconduct speech that was untrue and it hurt people, that's always been an exception to freedom of speech since the beginning of the Republic. But I think that when you decide that you can eliminate the concept of proximate cause. And listen, let me make this one last point, Alex. There's one moment where the judge said that because of the discovery default, you abandoned the right to defend on the merits. The jury was never told that. The jury was never told that because of bookkeeping problems, you defended your right to defend on First Amendment grounds. That's outrageous. That is lying.
It's a very dangerous precedent.
Yeah, Tom.
All right, Norm Pattis, thank you so much. How do folks find your podcast?
Law and Legitimacy. There it is. Law and Legitimacy is the podcast. Give us a 5-star rating. We'd appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Norm. All right. We're going to go to break. Owen's going to come in here for 2 hours. He's loaded for bear. Share the articles. Infowars.com/show. Band.video. TV and radio stations everywhere. And please keep us on air. We have a plan in bankruptcy. We have a plan to stay on air. We can hold them up, you know, in appeals, everything for years. But if we don't have money, we're going to shut down very soon. I mean, we are very close. So please, if you support what we're doing, I love you and I thank you. I'm not guilty. I'm saying, please help me. Please help me fight for you. Please fight for me. We're in this together. Infowarsstore.com. Go there. Get a book. Get a film. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Get Super Blue, our best-selling toothpaste after a year sold out. Super Blue toothpaste finally back in stock. Infowarsstore.com. I want to thank the group for the great job they've done. We're going to go to break. We have a special report coming up from the last 10 minutes of Owen's show. Then Owen takes over.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.